This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Attention, and I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Scott Bell Show.
Vaxxed from cover up to catastrophe. It's getting booted from some film festivals.
Everybody doesn't seem to want to hear much about it. It's shut down.
Robert Scott Bell.
The DEA says it will not reclassify marijuana.
These people are like living in an episode of Hawaii 5-0. They're living in the past.
People don't smoke marijuana and beat up their wives and girlfriends.
Robert Scott Bell.
Often heard of the dangers of saturated fats, but could some of those fats actually be good for you?
Do you think so?
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, the post-birthday edition of the Robert Scott Bell Show. Super Don survived his birthday. He's with us, and I worked it on with Casey Krejci yesterday. We had him on for his birthday, which is the same as Super Don's from Living Fuel. And I said, well, Casey, I sure hope to see you soon sometime. We love you. Miss you. Happy birthday. Anyway, I showed up at his birthday dinner. He had no idea. There was like 50 people there. His wife pulled it off. It was beautifully done. And I think she had done it 5 years earlier for his 50th. So every 5 years he forgets. And showed up, and it was a lot of fun. We had a good time last night. And you, my friend, you got to see the return of the Jedi. What is it called? The Last Jedi.
The Last Jedi, yes.
We still can't do spoilers because I know a lot of our audience has not seen it yet, but did you enjoy it, birthday boy?
Yeah, it was good.
Yeah.
It was good, and what I liked about it was that compared to the last one, which was The Force Awakens, it had its own unique storyline. It didn't mimic really, you know, in The Force Awakens, it was kind of like a repeat version of episode four. This one was cool. It was unique. It had its own kind of storylines and its twists and its turns and stuff and everything. And and set it up, I think, nicely for the next one, which is coming out in May of 2019.
Really?
Not May December. Yeah, they changed it. They changed it to May for some reason. So that won't be a birthday celebration for me in 2019.
That's what it used. May the 4th be with you, right? May the 4th?
Yeah. Although, I will say, and I don't know if you noticed this, but there is another movie that's going to be coming out next year. And this is a movie called Solo. And it's going to be a movie about a younger Han Solo, kind of like the sequel to Rogue One.
Right, but don't yell out in the theater, don't marry Princess Leia, you're going to have a son, and he's going to be rogue, right? Don't say it.
Yes.
Anyway, so we don't always disagree, right? I think I concurred with you about it. It was unique enough, they played off of the thematic elements and expanded the discussion, or if you will, the journey, in a fun way. So not that we, you know, are Roger and Siskel or whatever, Ebert. But
Siskel and Ebert.
Yes. Two thumbs up from Super Don and RSB. Yes. So there we go. Now, speaking of Star Wars and the evil empire. Yeah, well, you remember that.
Is Kylo Ren coming on as a special guest, and I didn't know, or what?
Darth Vader has reincarnated as Scott Gottlieb. You've heard of Scott Gottlieb? You know about Scott?
Of course, the FDA commissioner.
Commissioner of the Food and Drug Administration. Good Lord, what would we do without the FDA team?
In the early 1900s, a government agency was formed to protect the public from unsafe food and drugs. Since then, it has become corrupt and now protects the health of the industry over the safety of the public. Today, working with the government, they survive as soldiers of pharmaceutical fortune. If you love freedom, if you sell organic food or natural medicines, and if they find you, you might get a visit from the FDA team.
Bad guys. Don't want to do that, guys and girls. Listen, Scott Gottlieb was put in place by who? Donald Trump. So those of you that think we're Donald Trump sycophants, we are not. We acknowledge when he does good stuff. Well, like, just like I said, this is a show different. We've got political leanings, yes, but we lean heavily into principle. We lean heavily into liberty. Scott Gottlieb, head of the FDA. I don't believe there should be an FDA, honestly, at this point. Because Harvey Wiley, whatever good intentions he had in the beginning of the 20th century, it's been captured by the regulatory, by the pharmaceutical industry. The FDA is supposed to regulate, to protect the people, and it's not. Now, back in October, you remember we reported on Scott Gottlieb, being concerned about the opioid epidemic, and he actually testified at in the House of Representatives about the opioid epidemic. So, what has he done now, right? You'd think that would be all-consuming, as deadly as any scourge in America, in terms of what the FDA has approved, and it is out there, and it is addicting people and killing people. Well, come December, he said, well, we probably got that opioid epidemic licked. We figured it out, so let's target homeopathy. What? Are you kidding me? Yes, we've got to go over the next dangerous thing on our list, and it's homeopathic remedies. They're now proposing, this is the Trump administration, Donald Trump, hey, what happened? I thought you said reduce regulatory burdens, ease the burden. How many people in the history of homeopathy have died of a homeopathic medicine? No one. No one. Anybody in their right mind claiming a homeopathic medicine could kill you is out of their ever-loving minds. Probably not a lot of love involved if they believe that homeopathy is dangerous and deadly. The only thing that they can make an argument for, and I would dispute, but I in their puny little skeptic minds, they make this. My gosh, if you use a homeopathic remedy for something serious, you could have been and should have been on a real drug approved by the real FDA, as opposed to the homeopathics that are not approved, but technically they are grandfathered into reality. The Homeopathic Pharmacopeia of the United States was granted special status as a drug. It was acknowledged because it pre-existed the FDA, my gosh, by a lot of years. And it was in the Food, Drug, and Cosmetic Act of 1938, passed in 1939, thanks to Senator Copeland from Michigan. Read Copeland's Cure, great book. I had the author on years ago talking about this. He was a medical doctor and a homeopath, and he made sure that homeopathy was not wiped out in the 20th century, because it almost was. Now Scott Gottlieb wants to do his bidding, do his worst. You know, Scott, do your worst. Go ahead. Give it a try. Attack homeopathy because, my gosh, we are so dangerous and deadly, right? And so their argument is that, well, these are high-risk remedies. What about the teething tablets that we found had belladonna? Well, if it's a true homeopathic dilution of belladonna, there is no toxicity. If the manufacturer of a teething tablet with belladonna puts levels of belladonna in that are dangerous, that's on them. That's not on homeopathy. That's on a manufacturing error or just sloppiness. That's a different story. But you've got to take those regulatory issues seriously, which I would think that you would want to. But now you're saying homeopathy is dangerous? Really? Really? Now, they claim homeopathy has grown into a $3 billion industry. If that's the case, where's my piece of that pie? I don't believe it's $3 billion. I could be wrong, Super Don. Maybe it's grown so much while I wasn't looking.
Sounds like a lot.
It does, $3 billion. Of course, that would mean that Big Pharma, who owns and controls the FDA in reality, is very upset about the growth of homeopathic drug products because they are considered OTC drug products. They're claiming that some of them are toxic, potentially, right? Not if they're truly homeopathic, but that's another story. What about over-the-counter versus prescription? Okay. Because homeopathics are regulated as drugs by the FDA, yes, they are. You can't argue that. That was an act of Congress. They are regulated as drugs. Now, if you label the drug homeopathic for heart disease, you're likely going to get tagged if you try to put it in a health food store and sell it over the counter, because that is not an over the counter, self-limiting, easily self-diagnosable, right? These are the concepts. And so it would be a legend item, even though it's non-toxic and safe, the FDA deems that a prescription item. And so only somebody who has prescription writing privileges, likely a medical doctor or a DO, could write a script for a prescription level homeopathic. It isn't because it's stronger. It's because of the indications for use. All right? I don't know if I'm making any sense, Superdome. I'm just giving you some regulatory realities here. I served on the board of the American Association of Homeopathic Pharmacists. I know from what I speak at this point. Not like usual, when I'm just kind of spouting off the hip and who knows what I'm saying. But this time I know.
Just rambling. Yeah. Senselessly. Yeah.
So consumer advocates say that the FDA plan makes sense for products that are mostly harmless but can be dangerous if manufacturers stray from traditional ingredients, dosing, or manufacturing. Okay, if you adulterate a homeopathic product with a synthetic topical drug of any kind that's not in the pharmacopoeia, there are issues. But you could submit them to the HPCUS, the Homeopathic Convention, Pharmacopoeia Convention in the United States. And those things expand what's acceptable as homeopathic drug products. But the idea that Scott Gottlieb is going to go after it like it's, well, there are a lot of homeopathic remedies. Now, hundreds are sold, in fact, right next to over-the-counter drugs like Tylenol and aspirin. Oh, which, by the way, the leading cause for liver failure and visits to the emergency room in America, Tylenol. An over-the-counter drug, aspirin, can kill you, can cause bleeding ulcerations, can thin your blood into dangerous levels with other drugs. And you're going after homeopathy, Scott Gottlieb? I talk about Trump derangement syndrome. This is Scott Gottlieb with homeopathic derangement syndrome. And the skeptics that are so upset that, my gosh, it's even allowed on the market. Because it hasn't been proven. But the fact of the matter is, whether you like it or not, there are peer-reviewed, double-blind, placebo-controlled studies showing efficacy for homeopathy. And, of course, in my personal experience, utilizing it with babies and animals, which, of course, you know, then it's purely placebo when they get well. Of course, they were never sick, according to people that say homeopathy is just not feasible because it doesn't make sense to them. I can't help it if your puny little minds are so molecularistic, atheistic, and reductionist that you can't see, feel, taste, touch, and hear the vital force, the very life force that provides the existence that you enjoy. You know what is scum and villainy? The skeptics. The scum and villainy.
A wretched hive of scum and villainy?
And villainy. The skeptics, yes. It'd be one thing if they had their opinion. You could spout your opinion. But when you start trying to get homeopathy banned or restricted, when it isn't dangerous, it isn't addictive, it isn't harmful, your only argument is that people might choose to use a homeopathic medicine instead of your favorite molecular reductionist toxic poisons that can addict and can kill you, you've crossed the line, my friend. Health, freedom, healing, liberty. We can live amongst each other, you know, that kind of thing. There is toleration for skeptics on the Robert Scott Bell Show. But if they call for the outright ban of access to information, much less the remedies that come from it, that's where we draw the line. Folks, we got Brian Hooker coming up next. Fantastic interview. The CDC whistleblower 4 years later.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSB, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out Slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's Slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season. Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
A commemorative President Trump dollar for only $5? Yes, the historic Trump dollar starts at only $5 at TrumpDollar.us. Choose from our unique three-coin collection in gold, silver, and copper. The Vote Trump Dollar, Inaugural Trump Dollar, and Make America Great Again Trump Dollar. Available only at TrumpDollar.us. Minted in the USA, our Trump dollars commemorate President Trump's patriotic stand. Order your Trump dollar collection today in time for Christmas delivery at TrumpDollar.us. That's TrumpDollar.us.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Scientific integrity. It's not an oxymoron when I bring on my guest, my friend, Brian Hooker, PhD, is back after a couple of weeks. We talked about, Brian, the publication that was forthcoming about the 4 years after the CDC whistleblower was revealed and all the things that have happened since then. It's a concise and easy-to-read paper, Brian. Well done, my friend.
Thank you very much. The paper was published about a week ago in the Journal of American Physicians and Surgeons, which is a really, really great journal that is not afraid to publish controversial science. And I couldn't be happier with the final product and couldn't be happier with the process in terms of working with the folks at this journal. So anyhow, I'm glad it's finally out.
Yeah, the AAPS, I've actually received their journal for the last 15 years. Years at least, and I was stunned, you know, the first time, and I met Dr. Huntoon and others, Jane Orient, I believe, others involved over the years, and I asked them, how is it possible that you guys publish things that you never see anywhere else, and especially as it's critical of vaccines and drugs and the pharmaceutical industry? They told me one thing: we don't accept pharmaceutical advertising, period. Bingo, bango, bongo, the conflict of interest is done economically, and they can actually publish science as it's being revealed.
Exactly. And why aren't we all publishing there? I mean, why aren't we publishing at a journal that isn't underwritten by large pharmaceutical monies? Why are we publishing, you know, why are we looking at the industry standard in allopathic medicine being things like the Journal of the American Medical Association and the Journal Vaccine and Pediatrics, which are all underwritten by the pharmaceutical industry? You know, it just, the world's crazy. It doesn't make sense. Everything is turned upside down. And, you know, some days I just feel like maybe if I dress backwards, I'd fit in better.
Yes, yes. I realized that years ago, and of course we've only followed up, my good friend John Rappaport has written extensively about the corruption within the journals, and in fact the acknowledgement from editors of major journals in terms of questioning the validity of the publications, and yet they're still held up to be the gold standard. And if that's the gold standard, then gold suddenly does rust.
Yes, exactly. And you know, I've had my own troubles in terms of getting papers published in different journals and tackling things with editors and tackling things with publishers. But seeing at the same time, you know, looking at the inside of the CDC and seeing how their publications are basically on the rails, and where CDC is, you know, the journal Pediatrics is just another arm of the CDC Vaccine Safety Division, and whatever CDC mm-hmm. wants to publish, if, you know, and it's interesting seeing in the background, they act like the consolation prizes when they publish in Pediatrics, again, because Pediatrics will publish anything that that division in the CDC comes out with, regardless of quality.
In the marketplace, we talk about barriers to entry, right? And if you have a monopoly in a marketplace, barriers to entry are obviously very high. And I look at the medical journals in a similar fashion now. You have almost a monopoly, a stranglehold on the dissemination of scientific revelation, shall I say it that way? I will, because much of it is treated as if it were religious dogma in terms of, for instance, vaccines or manna from heaven, and you shall not question them. Anything that comes up of controversy, we have to cover up somehow, discard. And this is the basis for the paper that you just published. It reviews the last 4 years of the obstacles to follow on the revelations, again, those released by Dr. Professor Brian Hooker from the CDC. I'm sorry, I'm talking about you now, but I'm talking William Thompson, and talking to you, Brian, about the things and the things you got through Freedom of Information Act request. And 4 years later, it doesn't seem like anything's changed.
Nothing has changed. The CDC is investigating itself. And, you know, just to give you a bit of the story that's in the paper, soon after the whole whistleblower story broke open, I filed a complaint with the Department of Health and Human Services Office of Research Integrity. And that complaint was very detailed regarding the fraud that was seen specifically around the DiStefano MMR paper that came out in the journal Pediatrics in 2004. And I delineated multiple instances of fraud regarding the effect of the timing of the MMR vaccine on African American males, and also the effect regarding its potential causal role with what's called isolated autism, which we now refer to as regressive autism. And they, you know, they covered this up.
Sure. Hey, stand by. On the term cover up, yes. We've got to take a break here. Brian Hooker, my guest this hour, Advanced Medicine. We are doing it and letting loose on the freedom to know about this information and on those obstacles. We'll talk more about it after this.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey folks, Robert Scott Bell here. More innovation coming from my good friends at Synergy Science, and of course the Echo Water that we all know and love, and Paul Barretero. We've got a detox, and we've got more help to do it, including Ketox, oral chelation now available, as well as far infrared sauna to sweat it out.
That's right. People are aware of IV chelation, which can be expensive, and it's basically one few-hour session, but this is oral chelation, far more available to the body, and they do it for a three-month period, so they really can go into the zinc fingers of the thyroid and pull out the different heavy metals that are in their system, mercury, lead, these types of things that are really causing problems. And as far as using that in conjunction with the Synergy Sauna is amazing, to be able to hydrate with the Echo Water, go in the sauna, sweat out the toxins, and all during that process, taking Ketox to get rid of the metals. It's an amazing protocol.
All right, learn more at Synergy Science. You can also go to robertswater.com and link it through 800-337-7017. 800-337-7017. Special discounts for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of My Pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Guys, wouldn't your wife or girlfriend love it if you treated her to the very best this Christmas? Well, you can, and you don't even have to go out of your way. We're talking about the world's softest pajamas, available exclusively at Pajamagram.com. That's Pajamagram.com. Created by a team of dedicated pajama experts, the world's softest pajamas are lighter than a cloud, softer than a bunny, like cashmere, only better. She'll love the way the world's softest pajamas feel, and you'll love the way they look. More than a gift, they're a feeling, an invitation to relax a little longer. The world's softest pajamas are available only at Pajamagram.com. Visit today and give her a gift that keeps on giving to both of you. Plus, you don't even have to wrap, because every Pajamagram includes free gift packaging, and Christmas delivery is guaranteed. So visit Pajamagram.com or call 1-800-GIVE-PJs.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771, 800-831-0771, or visit ReputationDefender.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
To say there is intrigue in this discussion with Brian Hooker, and over the years I've gotten to know you, Brian, and your passion for integrity in science is to my mind what I would strive for if I were a PhD and would acknowledge it in honor. But even as a humble homeopath with an occasional bad attitude on radio, I still want legitimate science being revealed in the peer-reviewed literature, and yet there is such an obstacle to specific, what I call dogma in the church of pharmaceutical mysticism, that, you know, what William Thompson revealed should have risen to the level of congressional hearings, and you know William Posey read into the congressional record some of the findings that you've also revealed in dealing with William Thompson, yet investigation, self-investigation, does that make sense? No, it makes no sense. And cover-up is the term you mentioned on the way to break here. It may be an understatement.
I think when you look at the number of people who were potentially affected by these findings at the CDC and by other findings that Thompson revealed, I mean, it's not just the MMR, but also talking about things like thimerosal and the fact that it's in the published literature that thimerosal causes tics in boys and potentially in girls and IQ problems in boys and girls. And so, you know, you see the level of carnage that, you know, these cover-ups have caused. And, you know, the Office of Research Integrity sat on my complaint for a number of months, and then I received a reply saying that they were going to refer the investigation to the CDC. And when they did refer the investigation to CDC, some CDC officials then reached out to me, and I was forced to sign a confidentiality agreement. They said that, yes, I could be a party in this complaint, and that I could see, I was allowed to watch the investigatory process, but I'd have to sign a confidentiality agreement. And I knew that I would, and I did, mm-hmm. sign that confidentiality agreement. Okay. I also knew that I would violate that confidentiality agreement, and because I was very much opposed to a non-transparent process and taking me and making me a part of that non-transparent process. But I'm sneaky, mm-hmm. and when in the right situation, I didn't let my right hand know what my left hand was doing at that point in time. So I signed the document, but I fully intended, and I have released what has been found, what the CDC found in the investigation, which was very, very little. You know, when every time I investigate myself, I come out smelling like
little.
A rose.
Oh, yeah, you look great. Now,
exactly.
Brian, you mentioned confidentiality agreements, and it brings to light what's in the news cycle every day now, and that is the claims of sexual harassment or abuse and allegations that are just wicked, and we see that within government and Hollywood media. Oftentimes, there are confidentiality agreements signed as these people are paid off. And I think people can understand that there's a similar aspect of this because when we talk about abuse, I think an ultimate abuse of power and authority is the CDC and our government claiming that these vaccines have no can bring no harm to anyone other than a mild rash or maybe an injection site swelling relative to what was actually revealed in some of the peer-reviewed literature that they ended up having to cover up. So to me, as we hear the women coming out and breaking confidentiality agreements, would we think that is unethical? No. I think that it is a righteous act at this point to reveal the evildoers that are willing to sacrifice children on the altar of the church of pharmaceutical mysticism with these vaccine sacraments.
What else would I do? What else could I do? And even during the whole process that I was talking with the CDC whistleblower, which was a process of 9 months, I agonized every day, you know, with how to handle this information. You know, when my head hit the pillow at night, you know, how many children could be saved if I went forward with this information right now? And that's one of the reasons why we did reveal the whistleblower when we did. Consequently, because I did share that information, because I did break the confidentiality agreement, I am now out of the loop with the CDC. They do not reply to any of my emails. And so, you know, I've been shunned. I have been shunned from the cult of the CDC. And the only rumblings that I've gotten regarding this investigation that they're investigating themselves are back from the Office of Research Integrity. And what the Office of Research Integrity has told me is, oh, they're going to issue a report and it will be out sometime in late 2018.
Really? It takes that long to reveal all the things that you've already written about and published with the AAPS journal? I mean, are they trying to, again, figure out a way to massage this and make it sound very minor, you know, self-investigate? Oh, you know, we really found out. Oh, there was a, we left a little bit of dust under the rug. We sweeped it up now. It's all better. We're good. Stop looking back. It's time to move forward. Again, we'll hear all of these placations that are pretty much by the playbook.
Right. And, you know, but the only problem is people like me don't go away. I mean, you know, I will be sitting waiting in late 2018 for that particular report. And then, you know, and then we will calculate the level of carnage in the meantime, where CDC has filibustered once again on a paper that should have been on an effect that should have been revealed when it was found in November 2001. That effect was found in November 2001. Then we waited 4 years for the original publication. Then we waited 9 years for the CDC whistleblower to come forward. Now we're waiting another 5 years in order to get some type of investigation. This is ridiculous.
We're talking with Brian Hooker. He's the author of a new published report, CDC Data Manipulation Exposed, 4 years later. It's linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. In this brief and yet detailed paper, you reference other studies that were published, including the DeStefano paper in Journal Pediatrics, mentioning as well the issue with the Journal Translational Neurodegeneration, the reanalyzation of data, and subsequent, what was it, they pulled your reanalysis based on what, a conflict of interest that wasn't really a conflict of interest. Again, the desperation has been showing throughout this process that they've been caught dead to rights, but they still own and control much of the media. We've talked about that. And, of course, government agencies and, again, the politicians outside of perhaps Posey and maybe a few others who have tried to shed light or spotlight on this, yet we're still, again, at seemingly the same place except for, Brian, there are many children who have not been harmed because of your willingness to speak out. Now, you're not going to hear about this in the official media, but the reality is because of the unofficial media, the movie Vax that you participated in, and many other researchers with integrity that have pointed this out, and a few new media channels we talk about, it, including what we do here, I believe a lot of children have been saved due to your efforts.
Well, thank you, God, because, you know, this is what we need to do. This is the entire business that we're supposed to be in, and the entire business that the CDC is supposed to be in, rather than protecting institutions and sort of protecting patents and large pharmaceutical interests. They need to, you know, we need to protect children. And so if we're doing that, then in part we're actually doing what we're supposed to do in society. You know, my paper that was retracted from the Journal Translational Neurodegeneration, if I can talk about that for just a second. The reason why, you know, the pharmaceutical industrial complex needed to retract that paper is because it was in a journal that was listed on PubMed, on the website PubMed, which is the NIH, National Institutes of Health, National Library of Medicine website. And since it was indexed in PubMed, then it was there for the entire world to see that the CDC screwed up, that when you reanalyze the data, this is the effect that you get. And so, you know, it is the pharmaceutical pressure to get a paper indexed in PubMed is just it's untenable. They will not publish good vaccine safety science, and they will not publish vaccine safety science that goes against the CDC and the pharmaceutical industry.
Well, that goes to what I mentioned earlier on in our discussion today, barriers for entry. When you have that much control over the flow of information, you can block things that reveal inconvenient truths or facts, if you will. And we know that vaccines are the third rail of medical politics, have been for a long time, and they are the profit center for the future viability of the pharmaceutical industrial complex, because they come with no liability once the CDC adopts them onto the childhood vaccine schedule. So it's the golden goose, as I said, although in this case the gold is rusting, which violates the properties of gold, which shows you it's not the gold standard what they're operating under or with.
That is correct. No, it is not. It is not the gold standard. But the thing that becomes increasingly difficult for researchers who are doing valid vaccine safety science, who are not bought by the pharmaceutical industry, is that if you publish vaccine safety science, sound, valid vaccine safety science, and you try to get it published in a journal that is indexed or is listed on the website PubMed, then you're in for a wild ride. Because they're going to try to retract your paper. They're going to try to smear you personally, professionally. And it becomes untenable, you know, because we all have day jobs. We all work at universities. You know, I don't have that much pressure to publish, but other universities, they want their scientists to publish and for the publications to end up on PubMed. And so what they're trying to do is make it more and more scarce, drive honest researchers out of the field of research. I know of many that have left and thrown up their hands and just left and said, I'm not going to publish in this area anymore because of the level of persecution. You know, as soon as you try to publish valid vaccine safety science, get ready for a wild ride.
It's become a sham system, and if you have integrity in the field you went in, I think most PhDs go in for the right reasons. They really are engaged in the scientific method and want to discover things and reveal things, and you find out how politically and economically controlled that it is. And with a journal like the AAPS Online has, not being listed in PubMed, not making it into the NIOM control scenario, there's plausible deniability to say, see, it's not reached the level of our, you know, perception or what the perception we want the public to have about legitimate science, so we can sort of brush it off as if it isn't real, even though it's more real than anything. Because the irony is, with the AAPS, we talk about conflicts of interest. The fact is, they have a lack of conflicts of interest, and that's the problem.
That, you know, and the nice thing about this is that AAPS, and there are other journals that are not listed on PubMed, that are not taking pharmaceutical money besides that, that are publishing vaccine safety science. And, you know, with the alternative media and with social media, then word is getting out.
Word is getting out. We got to take a break here. One more segment with Brian Hooker. Can you stick around? Because it's important to follow up on this.
Yes, sir.
All right. We'll be right back.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, Ty Bollinger here from the hit documentary miniseries, The Truth About Cancer, with an important question. Can the three wise men's gifts to Jesus help heal and protect your health and help you look and feel younger and live longer? The answer is a big, surprising yes. In the new report called How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you'll discover exactly why. Go to rsvreports.com right now to get this life-changing report for free. That's rsvreports.com. You see, two of the Magi's gifts, frankincense and myrrh, were highly prized in biblical times for their health and healing benefits. Science today confirms they are ultra-powerful tools to support your health, anti-aging, and longevity. Meanwhile, you'll be surprised to learn a third spice, often referred to as gold in biblical times, may be nature's most potent tool to protect your immunity. Yes, the Magi were indeed wise men for giving Jesus their powerful gifts of health, and you'll discover how much they'll help you, too. Go to RSB Reports right now to get this important report absolutely free. That's rsbreports.com.
Katie Armor has been on a mission to manufacture the most comfortable body armor on the market, and we've succeeded. With the release of our CQB technology, we now offer the most comfortable, concealable rifle threat body armor available. Things may look good now, but what if you need added protection? Get your very own concealable rifle threat armor today at katiearmor.com. And for a limited time, get all plates at wholesale pricing only at katiarmor.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hello, Mr. Anderson.
The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Excuse me, sir. Could you take a picture of my family and me with my cell phone?
Sure, Mrs. Anderson. Smile for the camera.
Too bad hackers never get proper permission to access your cell phone or computer camera. Anyone is or could be susceptible to illegal spying. That's why VirtualShield.com has developed Identisave, a new security software that blocks camera and microphone access from unwanted spies. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Message and data rates may apply.
Warning. Texting while driving is illegal just about everywhere. So if you want to take advantage of a life-changing LASIK offer, pull over when you can, because a special opportunity is just one text away. The LASIK Vision Institute is offering absolutely free evaluations and dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK. Text the keyword CLEAR55 to 350350 to get the benefit of FDA-approved LASIK technology that gives the majority of patients 20/20 vision. For a fraction of what others charge. Text to schedule your free appointment to see if LASIK is right for you. When you text CLEAR55 to 350350, you'll also get an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over 1 million procedures. Today, it's your turn. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you've always wanted for a fraction of what others charge. This great offer is just a text away. Text CLEAR55 to 350350. That's CLEAR55 to 350350.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show. Scott Bell Show.
Brian Hooker, I'm thinking about, as I digest this information, not only the body of your paper and what it reveals, and we've talked about the corruption of science, we've talked about the reality, for instance, of the increased risk of MMR, or with MMR vaccines given on time or early to African-American males, the risk for autism is significant. And, you know, we've even referenced the Nation of Islam, and we've had Brother Tony Muhammad on, I think, all the way up on that level. If we could reach in the African-American community, I think this could shut down through their churches, etc., or through, you know, the mosques, through their religion. I mean, the reality is it hasn't altered it in terms of mainstream media coverage. But as I said, there is evidence that these communities are waking up and quietly within their own communities making a change, even if we're not seeing it on the evening news.
That is correct. We've been very, very fortunate to have the support of the Nation of Islam and in the African American community. And I would relish the opportunity to be able to study this effect further. In fact, I tried to study the African American effect further by gaining access to other CDC data via the vaccine safety data link. And you know, that is a huge repository of data that the taxpayer pays $20 million a year for CDC to maintain this particular database. And there are millions and millions of children, medical records, their vaccine records, their doctor visits, their, you know, developmental diagnoses, things like that are all in this database. And yet CDC keeps this as a fortress and will not let external researchers access it. They say that there's a process, but it's a joke. It's a joke. Nobody can access it.
It's a process to prevent it because the revelations would be, in my opinion, on the order of the Tuskegee experiments on children of all races and backgrounds, but specific to the African-American race that it has been subjected to this in the past. I don't think anybody would argue different at this point. So our work continues here, and Brian Hooker, your work continues, not only because of your own son and the injury he received after being vaccinated, but the fact that we care about all children in a genuine manner, not like those that want to vaccinate children to protect them from some potential disease manifestation that we find in many cases are mild childhood rites of passage that may benefit immunity and future prevention of chronic diseases, autoimmune diseases, and even cancer. But that discussion is not taking place on PubMed. You know, this is the kind of thing that we're up against. So, folks, as I implore you to read Brian's latest paper, support these good groups that are doing good work. Brian, what can you say to our listening audience as to what they can do to help continue to move this forward?
I would continue to share this information far and wide. We need a broad reach. I was able to take my paper and put it out on, you know, in using my arms into social media. I'm also very thankful for folks like Focus for Health and the World Mercury Project who have featured it. But it needs to be shared far and wide. It also needs to be shared to legislators because we need to go proactive. We need to be proactive with our legislative officials. Gone are the days where we're on the defensive posture. We need to make a mandate across the board that this will be mandate for no mandates. A federal law that says that state mandates for vaccines cannot stand. I mean, we need a federal law for vaccine choice so we can have vaccine choice. I mean, you know, let's go for the jugular. And you know, anything that we can possibly do. Now, I've been fighting the legislative fight for many, many years, for over 15 years now, and it's really, really tough. But, you know, we're not going away. They're not going away. And if they've got the truth in their hands, then at least, you know, they're responsible for what you've given them.
It really is a biblical kind of level. We talk about a David versus Goliath scenario. And, Brian, you know, you've been up against them for a long time. I'm grateful that you've continued, you persevered, and there's this new paper I want everybody to read and share, and ultimately, you know, even if we don't get the legislation on any level, to stand up in defense of your children and to let them know that you will not go down without a fight and that their losses are going to be worse than yours. And unfortunately, that potential, and that's why we have the first 10 amendments to the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, were restrictions on government, including the Second Amendment, which says that, you know, you have the ultimate right of self-defense, and to defend your children is something I don't want anybody to take any less seriously than we must and we need to. And Brian, you're helping to defend those children so well. Thank you, my friend.
Thank you so much, Robert.
Thank you, Brian. In the meantime, back after this with advanced medicine doctor Rasha Bitar, because the power to heal is still yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at LegacyFoodStorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at LegacyFoodStorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.